And make no mistake about it, over the last 12 years, we have had cuts. We are operating as one of the leanest research universities in the country, but we are going to have to look at things again. Some of the possibilities, and I could list many others, but we'll look at recruitments, we will look at layoffs, we'll look at travel budgets, and a number of other things. There's dozens and dozens of possibilities. At the same time, this could mean more flexibility. I think it's fair to say that these are benefits. If they do accrue, they will not be in the short term, but there could be flexibility, there could be autonomy, more control by the Board of Regents on critical issues such as tenure and shared governance. That's the understanding of the public authority at this point. My stance, well, as just on a personal level, I think like all of us, we are deeply disturbed, tremendously concerned about the impact overall of this on our campus and all of UW system. You can't look at this from a faculty, from a staff, from a student, from a concerned citizen approach and not be. I'm a person who's experienced three different universities' access, the higher education, the affordability, the things that we have at UWM. It's something that is special, that is being threatened. It is something that has remarkable, adverse, unfortunate impact. And I can't help but feel the impact of this. From a chancellor perspective, as I think about the programs that I have watched, as I think about the departments, the students, the employees, the personal impact, the human factor of this, I can't help but be angry. I can't help but be upset. I can't help but really think about our mission and how we cannot continue in the same way with the same values, the same way to engage and make that difference that we do. As I think about our mission in the state as a citizen, as I think about this as an educator, as I think about the values that we all have, why we're here at UWM, I'm deeply troubled. Again, I have to say that. It will not advance our mission. It will not advance more broadly where this state needs to go. I take this, then, as a challenge, as a provocation, as a mandate for us to really look at the support and advocacy for UW-Milwaukee as well as the rest of UW system. I think we have to stand together and we have to say, here's what we do. Here's the difference that we make. It's education, but it's much more than that. It's the livelihood of so many of us. It's the livelihood of the community that we reside in and the difference that we make in the region and, frankly, the world.